My name is Gary Butterfield, he, him.
My name is Kay Ross, she, her.
And you're listening to Real Rich Hours, the Bloodline podcast from Duckfeed TV, with art by Randy Walker and music by Gwen Static.
And in this episode, we talk about more Clan Quest stuff. There's a lot of things that we couldn't do, so we're going to hit that.
Yeah, that's basically this episode. Mm-hmm. We'll do the council. We're reading endgame thoughts on the council. I love those sections of this show. Not enough to play through this game seven times. each individual clan quest. Yeah. But I watched them all. Mm-hmm. And summarized them all, and they're neat.
Yeah,
they're cool stuff. It's worth hearing about. I think.
Just really curious, and I imagine we're going to have like wrap up Clan Quest stuff, like thoughts, because both of us have beat the game, obviously, beat the Sabbat chapter and all of that. I don't know. I got stuff to say.
Yeah, we were going to maybe do that last episode, but we kind of ran up on time.
Yeah.
So that'll probably make sense for this episode. And then we're in the end game.
Yeah.
So a couple of things. The Clan Quest mod chapter with East LA, if you do that as the Sabbat, there are changes that are kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, you get a pack.
You choose
which psychopath you have, and that's your pack. It's either Victoria and Arturo or Ariana and Hazel, and they're your people. You do the end game with vampire backup. You go to the Giovanni Mansion, because again, that's where the Sabbat chapter lands if you mm-hmm. join it right away. And it plays entirely differently. You can either go in quietly or you can tell your pack to come with you, and you have NPCs. Mm. It's a fight, but you have backup.
Yeah. I would be very curious how good the AI is at following you.
Yes.
Because, like, I don't know, you can have a companion in one of the end game dungeons and she fell off. Poor Yuki. Fell off like the second door.
She goes to the Phantom Realm. She runs into a busy board and can't do it. It's a feature that has been implemented in other mods as well.
Okay.
Having companions. So the AI is there to a degree, but okay. I have no idea how well.
Yeah.
You know, I imagine this makes these fights are kind of better.
Yeah.
I think that having a group, not because the AI would be good, but because you could, you know, your NPCs would take care of themselves and just draw some fire from you.
Yeah. I mean, this gets into stuff that we're not going to talk about until next episode at the earliest, but like these end game fights are no great shakes. Having some extra people there, even just to mitigate the damage sponginess of a lot of this, would be good. Or to deal with ads, right?
Yeah. So that's like kind of a blanket over the whole back of the game that you get in exchange for going to the Sabbat. The other thing is the Johansson questline is entirely different. Mm. Andre tells you that the group of hunters are protecting Johansson at the Empire Arms Hotel until Bach can arrive. So you and a posse storm the hotel.
Okay.
And it's like a new dungeon. It's new floors that are open up.
New floors, because you went there to go after the Russian mob guy, right?
Russian mob's guys were outside. Yeah, he was inside there as well. And then also the Plague Bearer.
Yes.
Lady Plague Bearer.
Yeah. Okay. I could see, like, let's make more of those floors, you know?
Yeah.
And actually, I would actually almost have more confidence in that, in the combat there being more designed by the mod people than by the Troika, the official stuff.
Yeah. They at least had more time, you know? And the idea that you can stealth it means you can avoid the Bach fight. You can just stealth in, get the information.